Today we're going to have you play a fun little game called Marry, Kill.
Oh, wow.
For this game, we'll show you pictures of three people, and you have to decide which one you want to have sex with, which you'd marry, and which one you'd kill.
Oh, okay. That sounds fun.
All right, producer Conrad, what do we got?
All right, Matthew, start them off with the Raptors here. They are on a roll right now, winning four straight and games in back-to-back nights. Start them, sit them, cut them for the Raps, making the top six seeds and automatically making it to the playoffs, end up a 7-10 seed in the newly adopted play-in tournament, or finish 11th or worse.
So 6-10.
No, 6 and above.
Six and above, 7-10, or below 10. All right, we're going to cut below 10. We all know that.
Okay.
This team is, I mean, barring, again, everything always is the proviso, barring massive injuries. This team is too good for that. Look at how well, Siakam looks like the all-star. And hopefully he keeps this up and proves a lot of people, including myself, who had doubts. And by the way, it's fine to have doubts, you know, when you get a big enough sample size. I love what Siakam's doing. It's great. Scotty Barnes, less pressure on him offensively. And, OG Anunoby, he's looking great offensively. And Fred VanVleet is an all-star. So I am going to say six. I'm going to start 6 and above. I'm going to sit 7-10. Boston's a mess. Don't trust Washington. Don't trust Cleveland. What the hell's going on in Atlanta? I'm going to say Toronto. They're going to get the 6th seed.
Love it, Matt. Love the positivity today. We'll go on to the Leafs here. They beat the Oilers 4-2 last night. Alex Kerfoot scored a goal and had an assist. He's 5th on the Leafs in points for forwards after the core four with 21 points on the season. He's followed by Michael Bunting with 19 and Andre Kasha with 16. Start him, sit him, cut him for the Leafs' 5th best forward.
Oh, I am going to... This is tough. They're all really close. I'm going to cut Bunting. He gets the benefit of being on that first line. I'm going to sit Kasha at just the overall all-around game he has. But I'm going to start Alex Kerfoot because he's also a guy that can play minutes as more high-end center if need be. But I'm also going full recency bias here. And Alex Kerfoot's weak-ass empty net goal with 15 seconds left last night, where you looked on his face and he was just thrilled he didn't ice the puck. Anything else was a bonus. Well, that move by him got the Leafs that 4th goal and the puck line hit. Alex Kerfoot, you got us some money. So I am loving me Alex Kerfoot.
And they say sometimes it's better to be lucky than skilled, Matthew. We'll move over to the NFL. Three teams on the outside looking in of the AFC playoff picture in the NFL. The Raiders, who have the Chargers and could knock them out. Then the Ravens and Steelers, who match up against each other. Now, none of these teams could end up making it, but start them, sit them, cut them for those teams with the best chance of making the playoffs.
Raiders, Ravens, and Steelers. I'm going to cut... in this scenario, what's Lamar Jackson doing?
I believe he will be starting, but I think that's still up in the air.
Okay, but we'll give it with him starting.
Yeah, we'll say Lamar starting.
Okay, I'm going to cut the Steelers. I am going to sit... I'm going to sit the Raiders. I'm going to start the Ravens. I think if he's, there's a higher ceiling there with the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. As far as Big Ben goes, that would be the end of his career. That's very sad, but at least he went out in style at Heinz Field last weekend. Moving on, a North Korean newspaper reported that Kim Jong-un's late father, Kim Jong-il, invented the burrito just a short 11 years ago in 2011. I didn't
nice
know
job.
That, Matt, but as the old adage goes, you learn something new every day. So if we're talking Mexican food or, excuse me, North Korean food, start them, sit them, cut them for burritos, tacos, or what Napoleon Dynamite's uncle referred to as a quesadilla.
A quesadilla. Well, make yourself a damn quesadilla. All right. We're going to cut the quesadilla. It's absolutely, it's 3rd on this list, and it's not even close.
Okay.
I'm going controversial here. I'm going controversial. I'm going to sit the burrito. I think everyone loves us. So do I. But I'm going to start the taco. And the reason is, and by the way, it's got to be the proper flour shells. Not that, if it's going to be soft, I want flour. I want the real stuff. Also, I like hard shells more than soft.
Okay.
The soft shell taco, that's just a burrito. You got to give me the corn shells on it. And to me, the highest quality, give me a good fish taco. Nothing better. So I'm starting the taco, sitting the burrito, and cutting the quesadilla.
I'm on board with you, Matt. Tacos as the number one power ranking there for me. Matt, I'm going to throw this question back to your opening thoughts. Start them, sit them, cut them for the sports villains you mentioned in your opening thought.
Okay, so that is Antonio Brown, Kyrie Irving, and Novak Djokovic.
You got it.
Now, am I ranking these are the ones I'm rooting for good to
happen
to them?
Yeah, we'll say rooting
for good. Okay. I'm going to cut Antonio Brown. And the reason is, and we don't know, there's still so much out there that we don't know. And how much that hit by Fonz is perfect. How much has that impacted his life? But the other side, go back and look at all the problems this guy's had with the law. You know, allegations of sexual assault, misconduct. I'm sorry, I cannot go with Antonio Brown. So I'm going to cut him. I'm going to sit Kyrie Irving. And this is for selfish reasons. I don't want him to play, but that's because the NBA is more interesting if the Brooklyn Nets don't have three of the top 12 players in the entire NBA. And I'm going to start Novak Djokovic because tennis needs villains. Who are their villains beyond him? He's all they got. We need him out there. I don't need him to go out there and win. I need him to go out there and lose late, but win a couple rounds. And I want to hear angry tennis players talking about vaccination status. So I'm going to start Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, I think your only other tennis villain there is Nick Kyrgios, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But he's got to win more.
Absolutely, Matt. You hit the nail on the head. So we'll move on to our final two questions. I asked you this one yesterday, but I could only use two options. Today we get three. Start him, sit him, cut him for the best Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland.
It is, I'm cutting Andrew Garfield. I am sitting Tom Holland. I am starting Tobey Maguire, but the Maguire and Holland is super, super duper close. But I think because of how good he was in the Avengers movie, we put Tom Holland over Tobey Maguire. But remember, Holland is just a smaller part in it. He doesn't have to carry those movies, and there's a bit of recency bias. But Tobey Maguire was damn good and the one that really helped to flesh it out.
Yeah, I was definitely going to say there's got to be some recency bias with Tom Holland and all the Avengers movies, but we'll stick on the topic and pick the best MJ, aka Mary Jane. Start him, sit him, cut him for Kirsten Dunst, Emma Stone, and Zendaya.
Emma Stone. I'm going to cut Emma Stone. I don't really remember her as much.
Okay.
I'm going to sit Zendaya, and I'm going to start Kirsten Dunst. At the very least, she had the iconic kissing scene in the rain.
Okay, totally fair. And as far as Emma Stone goes, I think she might be my pick. She's not just a phenomenal actress, but it's also something that you might hear an Italian man say when he's coming out of one of those many dispensaries that we have in Toronto here.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there, and that's the end of Stardom, Sit'em, Cut'em for today. Back to you, Matthew.
Nice work. Now, one follow-up on that last one. Are we just talking about them and their performance in the Spider-Man franchise, or them as actresses as a whole?
I think we can stick Spider-Man topic. That's what the question was at hand. So that's fair that you answered it that way.
Because if I was going the other way, Emma Stone would be number one, won the Oscar for La La Land. And so I would have her, just in terms of just acting chops, I'd have her number one. And then, Zendaya, I think Zendaya in a couple of years will overtake Kirsten Dunst.
Okay, totally fair.
Yeah.